It was good to hear that response, and it's interesting someone said some of the very words that I'm going to repeat this morning, but teaching young people on matters of religion can sometimes be a frustrating experience, I think. If you have children and have ever asked them what they did in RE today, sometimes the answer is, I don't know. Or, what did you learn? I don't know. Asking if they enjoyed the class might bring an equally neutral, or perhaps even negative response. And I'm sure that every parent has struggled with a child who has declared that RE is, perhaps, a little boring. But we continue to bring our children, and it is not to get an hour of free daycare. It is because we believe that there is good in this experience. I was raised Catholic and attended parochial school from grades 1 through 8. Every morning we studied catechism. The usual stuff from both the Old and New Testaments. In fairness, there are many worthwhile ideas and ideals in Christianity. But there were also some things that bothered me from very early on. The first was the concept that Catholicism was the one true religion and everything else, well, wasn't. The second was that we were saved by Jesus and that if we did not stay in his grace, we were doomed to hell. This latter concept is often coupled with the first. Those who were not Catholic were doomed by default. It should be pointed out that these were the perceptions of a child between the ages of 6 and 10. I realize now that the ideas, principles, values, morality, and teachings promoted by all religious faiths to their children have an effect. And whether you profess to be humanist, theist, pagan, or Buddhist, your children are listening and evaluating those concepts in terms, however simplistic, that makes sense to them. I have been teaching RE in various capacities since our children were first able to attend a class at church. What draws me to do this is not only my belief that children need our input to help develop their own spirituality, but also the message that Unitarian Universalism provides. In particular, the fifth grade curriculum, entitled Traditions with a Wing, provides an opportunity to focus on this message. That each and every person is important. That all people should be treated fairly and kindly. That we should accept one another. And that we believe in working for a peaceful, fair, and free world. Given the religious turmoil evident in today's current events, this message is especially significant. Which leads me to each of you. If you have ever thought of teaching RE, I want to nurture that idea. It is probably unrealistic to expect that teaching an RE class is an experience filled with the glowing admiration of young and eager faces, but it is an obligation, like social outreach or pledging, that requires our participation to be successful. Now, for those of you who have ever ventured into the classroom, or have never ventured into the classroom, it is not as intimidating as one might think. There are clear and fairly concise lesson plans that act as an invaluable guide. I tend to follow these guides quite closely, since I often, like yourselves, do not have a lot of time to prepare for these classes. And some preparation is needed to ensure that the message of the lesson is clearly identified. And while some might say that your participation is a gift to be shared, I am not so convinced that your or my uniqueness is as important as the message our children need to hear and learn